For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
My name is Don Stott. I am a father who experienced estrangement from one of my adult children firsthand. Welcome to Beyond the Pain, a place where parents of estranged adult children can find peace and healing. In each episode, I hope to share stories that'll help you through some of your darkest hours. To bring this out of the shadows and stop being ashamed. Then to build you up and inspire you to love yourselves even more. I want to start by reminding you that I am not a therapist or a doctor. I'm just a guy who's been there and wants to help you have a life past our estranged children. If you need mental help coping with this or have thoughts of hurting yourself or someone else, please seek professional help.
Hi guys, it's Don again. I just wanted to come on here and talk about something that I see going on, questions I see going on in the group and in the channel here, in the discussion. So, how do you love someone who hurt you? Now, everyone in this audience, whether you're a parent or a child, has gone through that. Everyone who's listening to this. Yes, we do have some estranged children in the audience. They have made comments and questions, and I've had an interview with one gentleman. So I want to make sure that some of the questions that they bring up are covered as well, because this is all about healing the family. What I wanted to talk about today was, like I said, how do you love someone who has hurt you? So just my thoughts on the subject. From the parent's perspective, at least from mine, I can't speak for all parents, but, you know, we spend our lives, especially in the early years when the kids are growing up, doing everything for them. Clearly, the first few years, literally everything. And that's just what being a parent is all about. You know, people have said that they feel like parents think that our children owe us something for doing that job. And that's, I don't personally feel that way. It's our job. We either decided to become parents or just became parents. And that is part of the job. So, you know, some people are better at being parents than others are. Some, you know, excel in certain areas and some do not. You know, we all know it's true. Some people are just not good at being parents, even though they may try. And then of course you have those people that don't try. So, and we all know they're out there. So, sometimes the lack of doing what you should could be lack of knowledge, you know, the upbringing that the parents had, or maybe they just don't have that parental gene in them. I think it takes it takes something particular to be a parent, especially to be a good parent. So, you know, it doesn't mean we don't try to be good parents. Sometimes it just doesn't work the way everyone says it should. I used to have this vision in my head of the white picket fence syndrome. You know, I wanted everything to be perfect, and, you know, I thought that it should be, and I would always have a place for my kids to come home to if they needed it. You know, the kind of things you see on a TV show. I don't know, you know, kids don't really, I think, understand, because TV in our day was a little different than TV is now, but, you know, the shows at that point were perfect. You know, the parents respected the children respected the parents, everybody listened to each other, and when we then turn around and, you know, try to emulate or think that that's the way it should be, we find out real quick that those are standards we just can't live up to. So, I mean, of course, you can take elements from any person you know or any example you have, even if it's a TV show, and model yourself after that. It just, likelihood you're not going to get the same result as those other people, or especially TV. You know, in this day and age, kids do tend to watch even more TV than we did when we were younger, and they don't have the same models. I'm not blaming TV. Don't get me wrong. I'm just throwing out some examples and where my head was at when I was younger and a new parent. So, but now it's things like The Simpsons.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Or Family Guy, or things that just aren't, are completely different than when I was younger. So now neither side respects each other. They don't listen. They don't talk to each other nicely, you know. So it does seem like it certainly contributes to this. Again, I'm not blaming TV. Don't get me wrong. You know, I think it can play into it, but you ultimately create your own path and make your own choices. So as parents and as young adults, So sometimes parents, you know, sometimes parents work way too much. Sometimes it's out of need. Sometimes it's out of ego. Sometimes it's that the parents want to have all these things, the finer things in life. Nothing wrong with that. I just wonder at what cost that it comes sometimes. Don't come at me. It's just my thoughts. And, you know, even if you are that kind of parent, if you're able to show the kids that they are important and spend quality time with them, that might be a little different. Can you do that? If you're working 60, 80 hours a week, which is just ludicrous to me, are you able to do that? I never had a job like that, so... And I still never felt like I spent enough time, you know, with the kids. I certainly could have done better. We all can. You know, and then to the kids, do you realize that the parents were, in many cases, doing the things they thought they needed to do to keep your family afloat or keep your family with the things they wanted or that you all wanted or needed? I'm not saying parents aren't selfish and not the best they could be. I'm just saying that sometimes, maybe sometimes, things were happening you didn't know about. And now looking back on it, it might make more sense. I wonder if you looked at it through the parents' lens, assuming your parents, because it might be difficult otherwise, how you might view it. So I think it's fair to say that most parents start out with a lot of love for their kids and don't have the first clue what they're doing. Most of them. Parents, though, have had, hopefully, the better part of 20 years to become who they are. The parents. So at the same time, I think the kids have start out having a lot of love for their parents. But they are learning what it is to be themselves, first of all. And I'm not talking about all of the stuff going on in the world. It's just becoming a person, becoming their own person. You know, what it means to be your child, what it means to be a sibling to a brother or sister, what it means to be someone's friend, what it means to be a significant other to someone. It's a lot to learn to be a functioning human in this world. So back to the question to how you can love someone who hurts you. I think there's a few questions to ask. Is what they've done out of spite or ignorance? Ignorance is not an excuse. However, if you look past that, was it intentional? Or was it them not really understanding you and not taking the time to understand you? You can love them the same way you always have. Love is a choice. Back in the day, before instant communication, going long periods of time, not talking to your parents or kids, that wouldn't have meant much. How can you love someone who hurt you? Do you have to accept the hurt in order to love them? Can you love who they were, the last good memory you have of them? All that said, clearly only you can really find the answer to these questions. They are very personal. What works for me may not work for you, and vice versa. I encourage you to look deep in your heart and find the things that you hold on to help you love the person that they were, and know that what you think they are may not be what they really are. Obviously, this doesn't apply to every single situation. Take what works for you and leave the rest. If this resonates with you, any of it, then you have some things to consider. It's entirely possible that none of this resonates with you, and that's okay. You are worthy, you are worth loving, and so are they, even if you can't find your way to love them the way they are. Please take care of you in the end, and that's all you can do. So I hope today you got something out of the episode. Again, please remember to like, share, and subscribe. Hit the notification bell so you don't miss an episode. If you'd like to be on a guest on the show, click the link in the description, pick a date, and then I would send you a confirmation, an approval, and then I would send you a link to be on the show. So beyond that, please remember to live beyond the pain.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money.